Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Mr. Stark. This is Roy Marcotta in apartment 203. There's a problem I'd like to discuss with you. My lease is coming to an end on May 15th, but I'd like to have the rental period extended by 6 weeks. I know you normally only allow one-year extensions, but I hope you'll make an exception in my case. If it would be better for you, I could pay you the rental fee for the entire 6-week period up front. I hope you'll accept this arrangement. If so, please draw up a new short-term rental agreement, and I can come to sign it any time this week. Thanks a lot. Number 71. What problem is the speaker calling about? Number 72. What does the speaker offer to do? Number 73. What is the listener asked to prepare? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
The last item we have to discuss today is the management team's proposal to start a shuttle service from Grant Station to our building. As you know, our parking lot is too small to accommodate all employees who drive to work, and the street parking in this neighbourhood is highly limited. By having a shuttle from the station, most employees could take public transportation to work, which would free up plenty of space in the lot. Max Arolo is looking into the details now, and he'd really like to hear what you think. Please give him a call on extension 54. Thanks.
Number 74. What's being suggested at the company? Number 75. What is the purpose of the change? Number 76. Why should listeners contact Mr. Arolo? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Liz Denton from Eagle Industries. I'm calling to request the printing of 1,000 four-page pamphlets. We can supply all the necessary artwork, text, and photographs immediately. However, we need to receive them as quickly as possible because they are to be handed out to promote our business at the National Electronics Trade Show next week. We would need them by June 3rd at the latest. If you could call me back at 504-555-6324 to discuss this project, I would be really grateful. Let me know how much it would cost to get them printed in color. Thank you.
Number 77. What is the purpose of the call? Number 78. What event is the speaker preparing for? Number 79. What does the speaker ask for? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
On behalf of Western Trains, we would like to welcome you aboard this express service from Seattle to Portland. We're sorry for the late departure time, but we were holding the train for a few more minutes for passengers transferring from the late arrival from Tacoma. Please note that first-class seating is available at the front of the train, with standard-class seats toward the rear. In a few minutes, one of our car attendants will be passing through the aisles of each car to ensure that passengers are in the correct parts of the train. Please notify this employee if you have any questions. Our estimated arrival time is 6:40 p.m. Thank you.
Number 80. What is the train's final destination? Number 81. Why was the train delayed? Number 82. What will happen shortly? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling AccuPower Corporation. You are on hold for an operator. We are currently experiencing a higher than usual volume of calls, so it may take longer to speak to a representative than normal. If you are calling regarding an electricity bill issued between April 10th and 17th, then please be advised that there were errors in those figures and that corrected bills will be sent out by the end of the week. For other inquiries, please continue to hold and we will be with you shortly.
Number 83. Who is the message for? Number 84. Why are representatives unavailable at the moment? Number 85. According to the speaker, what will happen this week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement. Here at Household Incorporated, we understand the importance of style and durability for the furniture in your home. We're famous for our one-of-a-kind items, which are handmade by skilled artisans. Our stock has been carefully assembled using traditional techniques to ensure that each piece will stand the test of time. And soon we'll be making your shopping experience even better. All next month, we'll be offering delivery to local addresses at no cost. Stop by to try one of our fabulous rockers or to admire our handcrafted nightstands. Our assistants are standing by to assist you. Number 86. What is the advertisement about? Number 87. According to the speaker, what is the business well known for? Number 88. What does the business plan to do next month? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
All right. I'd like all members of the choir to gather around for an important announcement about our rehearsal schedule. This evening, we'll go through the music for our next performance to give you an overview. I know you haven't seen it yet, but you're all very experienced. You will keep up. After tonight, we'll meet for 2 hours every Monday and Friday. Please note that the start times differ depending on the availability of the hall. Everything is outlined in your schedule. And before you go home, don't forget to tell Hannah the size you need for your robes. Thank you.
Number 89. Who are the listeners? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when she says?
You will keep up.
Number 91. What is mentioned about the practice sessions? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk. Welcome everyone to the town hall meeting. The Stockton City Council has called this meeting to discuss Benson Furniture. Its owner wants to build a factory within the Stockton city limits, so we'll be debating the pros and cons tonight. Benson Furniture claims that the site will create jobs and boost the local economy. Are their projections realistic? I can't say. Similar projects in other towns have not lived up to the promises. I know some of you are also worried that the company's waste may pollute Weaver Lake. Preventing this from happening is another thing to consider. Let's get started. Number 92. What building project has been proposed in Stockton? Number 93. What does the man mean when he says, I can't say? Number 94. According to the speaker, what are some listeners concerned about? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and list.
Next up, it's time to announce the first place winner of the Westville Poetry Competition. This event was made possible through a government grant and the sponsorship of Falcon Industries, which provided our second place prize. And now, I'm honoured to announce that the winner of this year's competition is Gina Levine for her work entitled Hope in Spring. Let's give a big round of applause as Ms. Levine comes forward. I just want to remind you all that the top 10 entries will be on display at the Harper Library. I urge you all to go see them for yourselves. You'll be moved by the originality and passion of these poems.
Number 95. Where is the announcement most likely taking place? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What did Falcon Industries provide for the event? Number 97. Why are listeners encouraged to go to Harper Library? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
I'm pleased to say we are finally ready to start conducting focus groups for our new smoothie maker. In order for us to create the best marketing plan, we need to get as much feedback as possible from these groups. This will, help us make the necessary adjustments before we launch the product. Each session will last approximately an hour and a half. You've each been assigned to a specific session. Mr. Winters, please note that you have the most participants, so your session might take a little longer. Any questions?
Number 98. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 99. How long will each session last? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which session will be led by Mr. Winters?